time now for our album of the week. Joining us this morning is Paul Gough, host of the Inside Sleeve here on RNs and weekday afternoons at 3. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Welcome to breakfast. What have you got for us?
I've got something very special. They're a four-piece a cappella group from Melbourne called The Nymphs. And they first, I think, sort of came into the Australian sort of sense of people getting to know a bit about them when they appeared on Spicks and Specks and tackled a metal classic, Metallica's Enter Sandman.
Fantastic.
But done in the Hey Mr. Sandman style. So they're a lot of fun, and I think they've brought this to the fore with this particular album. The other thing that's really impressive is that a lot of these kind of groups that I guess seem to honour the past will often draw a lot on the past in their musical kind of representation of tracks. They've written most of these songs themselves. There's only one cover, which is a classic Tennessee Waltz. And while they dress in a style perhaps that suggests the Andrews Sisters, there's more Melbourne sass to them than something from the 1930s.
It's all the vogue now. Let's do have a listen.
Yeah, this track's called Shake.
Dance till the heels of my shoes make a mother wanna cry, and the sweat from the heat in the corner of my eye, I can see another shake. A shoe. I'm gonna dance till the heels of my shoes make my mother wanna cry, and the sweat from the heat in the corner of my eye, I can see another shake.
Uh-huh.
I can see another shake. I can see another shake. A shoe.
Woohoo, The Nymphs. I like that sound. You're right, it's in a very trad sound, but new music, I like it a lot. Is the whole album a cappella like that?
Except for one last, the last track on the album was recorded by a musician by the name of Henry Waggons, who has a very rich baritone, and he brings his kind of murderous balladry to the final track on the album, where he plays guitar as well. They call themselves the Nymphs because a bit like the sirens that lure the sailors to the rocks, and I can feel myself being drawn in by their wonderful harmonies, and it's a very catchy and fun album. I think that's the thing that comes through.
I bet they're really popular on the cabaret scene.
Very much
in
so.
In Melbourne and
very
beyond, presumably. So. Paul Gough, thank you very much. Paul, introducing our first album of the year for breakfast this year, Inside Sleeve. Paul hosts the Inside Sleeve here on RN every afternoon, Monday to Friday at 3 p.m. Thanks, Paul.